Welcome to Rise and Shine with Sid Ahmed. I'm your host, Sid. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you like this content, make sure you share it with someone you care about at the end of this episode. With that being said, let's go ahead and get started. Hello and welcome back. Vanakkam. Thank you for tuning in. Inniki pesa pora topic vandu, the reason why you see a lot of excitement and energy is because in the topic vandu adu mari or topic, it talks about what is discipline versus motivation. So nariya per vandu the periya periya vaarthaiyil vandu bayangaram confuse aayirum. Persistence, motivation and discipline. Kids, if you're watching this, it's a great opportunity for you to think what is discipline and what is motivation. Similarly, parents, I've got some takeaways for you as well. I want you to stay tuned. So a lot of people come back to me and say, hey, Sid, you are so motivated in your videos. And when they see me in person as well, they say, you have a lot of drive and energy and motivation. So don't get confused with that. And I'm going to talk about simple fact about what is the difference between discipline and motivation. So discipline is, it comes from the word disciple. It came originally from English. It's got French and a Latin connection as well. So that's where the root word comes from. Disciple na enna na follower. He is a disciple of. So a disciple of a particular religion or followership or somebody, right? Disciple ngiradhu vandu, you are following certain things. Similarly, motivation rather than the motive is the root word. Motive vandu, again, it comes from English and it has a French connection as well. That is where it comes from. Motive ngiradhu vandu, just move, action. Motive ngiradhu vandu, action. All right. So I'll give you a classic example. First story, what I wanted to tell you about is my son. All right. Growing up, chinna vayasula irukrappa basketball aadanum sari. From 3 years old, I've been training him in basketball. Adhe mari avarku football aadanum sari. So I put him in football as well. He's in 11th grade, but he continued to play both the sports throughout his schooling. So when I see him playing basketball, right, the basketball session starts at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. We'll be there at 2:45. He'll be there warming up and all of that. So making sure that you are showing up on time, following the rules, is what discipline is all about. Schools will have discipline. Organizations will have discipline. Parents have discipline. We say, hey, you got to do your homework at this particular point in time. He shows up on time for the practice. And you don't show up on a few days. You don't go for the practice for a few days. Then you are out of discipline. You don't have the discipline to do it. That is what discipline means. Adutha is the motivation. Motivation on the, when I see him in the gym, right, basketball session mudinjavana irukla, they'll do stretches. When you walk across the court, they'll have a particular stretcher. I was noticing my son constantly as to how he does his stretches. எதுக்கோ நம்மளும் இருக்கோம் அப்படின்னு சொல்லிட்டு யூ சி ஆல் த கிட்ஸ் ஹூ ஆர் அப்சல்யூட்லி மோட்டிவேட்டட், தே ஆர் டூயிங் த ஸ்ட்ரெச்சஸ் த ரைட் வே, லைக் ஹவு த கோச்சஸ் டீச் யூ. பட் ஹீ will just do it for the sake of doing it. Chumma nammalo stretches pannuvom appdin solittu stretches pannita. So that is where I saw that at some point in time he lost his interest in basketball and he got into football. But when he played football, whatever the coaches were asking him to do, motivation in the sense moving, doing it, teaching the right way, and he was doing all those in the right way, and that is what he continued to pursue in his career. I'll talk about the next story, which is a lot of times we see this. Namma vandu in daily walk of life idu vandu paapom. A lot of people, our audience, neenga ellam gym ku la poittu irupinga. You must be going to the gyms and things like that. But when you go to the gym, what we do is first discipline. All right. So we want to go to the early morning gym. Of course, we go there at 6 o'clock in the morning or 7 o'clock in the morning. Once we go there, we have the discipline to be there. But what we do is once we get to the gym, we are checking our phones. Then we are talking to other people. Instead of actually focusing on what you were there for, which is for working out, your core focus has to be on the workout. I'll talk about another story. My own story personally. School la padikirappa vandha the 10th and the 11th 12th la vandha, because of your board exams and things like that, what do they say? Hey, you'll have to go for tuitions and this and that. So when you're in 12th grade, parents put you in tuitions for biology, physics, chemistry, maths, all of this. So Trichy la irukirappa, I have to go all the way from Raja Colony to Malakottai. Anga dhaan idu ella tuition center irukum. So go all the way riding on a cycle early in the morning. Yeah, it's a good workout. The tuition starts at like 6 o'clock or 6:30 or 7 in the morning. You are there. You show up every day. You get there. So that is the discipline. You're showing up for the tuition classes. But once you get to the tuition classes, I am not getting anything what they're teaching out there. And I'm just like sitting there, either snoozing away, early in the morning, you're not getting anything at all out of that. So there is no motivation out there. Similarly, the last story which I wanted to talk about is entrepreneurship. What do? You came up with an idea, and once you have the idea, you have the discipline to really think through that idea and start the company. Once you start the company, you don't have the motivation, the real movement in the organization to take it to the next level. Why? Because at that time you're saying, oh, I've got another job. I'm not ready to risk that. All right. And so there is not enough. The root word for motivation is move. There is not enough movement in the organization to take that entrepreneurial idea to the next level. So you got to quit that and do this here. Or you got to figure out how you can make it happen. Right? So that is what is the fundamental difference between discipline and motivation. So for parents specifically, if you're having kids in schools, colleges and things like that, I want you to really think, I want you to pay attention. Does the child have the motivation? Is the child moving enough on that particular area where they are good at? So as a parent, I want you to really think, if you have children in school, I want you to think about if your child is really motivated and having the right learning experience in whatever they are doing. If they have the right level of discipline and motivation, success is all yours. That's the way I want you to think about it. For kids who are watching this, I hope you've understood what is the difference between discipline and motivation.
I'm so grateful to you for listening and spreading the word and telling a friend saying, hey, you should listen to this episode of Rise and Shine with Sid Ahmed. And hopefully you leave a review and rate the show 5 stars so I can continue doing what I love the most, which is speaking to you every day.